I told you yesterday that I was going to be speaking on verses 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 of chapter 2 of Deuteronomy, but things have changed since yesterday. I'm going to include verses 1 and 2. I think they have a message. I think there is something there that we can learn. I believe that God would have me deal with these verses of Scripture. In verse 1 of chapter 2 in Deuteronomy is recapping their journey from Egypt to the Promised Land. In the first chapter, he mentioned the fact that when they came out of Egypt, that God told them to go forward and take the land that God promised them. But because of fear and doubt, they refused to go in. They refused to put forth the effort. So what happens? Moses tells us right here in chapter 2. Moses says, "Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness." The word "then" means that after they had disobeyed God, after they let doubt and fear and frustration guide their actions, Moses says, "Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness." My friend, when God has set a goal before you and has told you to go forth and possess that which He has for you, and if you, out of doubt and fear, refuse to obey His words, you also will have no choice but to turn and take your journey into the wilderness. The wilderness journey is a difficult journey. There is many problems that arise in the wilderness. There's snakes and vipers, scorpions. There's the scarcity of water and food. There is the heat of the wilderness. The wilderness life is a difficult journey, but it didn't have to be that way. After they refused to obey God, they turned and took their journey into the wilderness. Did God stop loving them? Did God say, "I want nothing more to do with you"? In that same chapter, in verse 7, God told them, "I know thou walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you, and you have lacked nothing." During those 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, God never left them. God was with them. God supplied all of their needs. They did not lack for anything. They had food to eat, water to drink. They had the cloud for a shade during the day. And God left the light on for them at night. And friend, God knows that you are walking through a great wilderness, a terrible wilderness, a wilderness with many dangers. But never think that God does not love you. Never think that God is not with you. Never think that God will not supply your needs. God does this not because of what you do, but because of who you are. You are His child. You may not be in the place that He has for you right now, but if you will allow Him, He will lead you into that place. He will lead you into a land that flows with milk and honey. He will lead you into the Promised Land and give you rest. In the meantime, He will not leave you. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And he does that because of who you are. You are his. He loves you. And then Moses says, we can pass Mount Sir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. Even though the children of Israel, because of their choice, had no other choice but the wilderness, there are times in our lives, special times in our lives, when our choice becomes our fate, a time when we must live out our choices, a time when our choice ends and we have no other recourse. This was what happened with the children of Israel. If they refused to obey the words of the Lord and go forward and possess what he had for them, when they turned, they began living out their choice. They died living out that choice of disobedience. They never did enter into the promised land, save two of them. And when they got to Mount Sir, they just encircled that mountain. Around and around and around they went. Finally, God said to Moses, you've done this enough. You've compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. Northward is always up on any map. Northward is the direction of the promised land. Northward is the place that God had chosen for them. But here, encircling Mount Sir, was not where God wanted them. So God, out of his love and mercy for this nation, told Moses, turn northward. You've compassed this mountain long enough. It's time to walk away from it. You know, there are times when mountains come into our life. Things that would hinder us from God's best for us. Things that would stop us from obtaining that which God has promised us. You and I both, no doubt, have a vision in our mind of the promised land, the place where God would have you be. But then there are mountains, things that would hinder you, your job, your home, your car, your pride. These are the things that can hinder you. It's not only things that hinder you and me. Sometimes it's people, even people we love. These are the things that can hinder you. They may not ever go away, but I can hear God saying to you right now, turn from these mountains. Turn and walk away. Turn in the direction that God has planned for you. Turn in the direction of your dream, and there you'll find your destiny.